Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Anila Nijonne go Shabothya, Nijonne go Shabothya. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hurry up!
music from the Arawak Mountain Singers off the Sounds of America recording, Honoring the Ancient Ones. The name of that drum song was Within the Circle. It was sung in the traditional Arawak Taino language. The phrase Within the Circle commonly refers to the native ceremonial and powwow dance grounds where dancers and drummers honor our traditional cultures. Within the circle is also a metaphor for following one's tribal spiritual traditions. Throughout the generations, indigenous peoples have lived within the circle. Our ancestors, as we say in my Wabanaki language, our Nitchitunganooks, did so despite the abuse inflicted on them by colonialism. Within the circle means following the principle of seven generations. It is the native ethic of considering how each action will affect Mother Earth and seven future generations of all life. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, Arawak and Taino are indigenous peoples of the Caribbean. They were the first victims of European conquest of the Americas, beginning with Christopher Columbus's 1492 arrival in the so-called New World. Like many indigenous peoples throughout the globe, Caribbean Amerindians were spiritual people who had reverence for Mother Earth. Their society had many ceremonies in respect of the natural world of their islands. Taino were peaceful people who took care of each other. This was one of the first characteristics that Columbus wrote about in his diary with the phrase Una Majestos Indios, a peaceful, gentle people. Una Majestos Indios, that is the origin of the term Indian. Of course, Columbus wrote that as a description of how easy it will be to conquer and enslave the natives. The term Indian does not refer to geography. Contrary to Eurocentric misinformation, Columbus knew he did not land in India. In fact, using ocean charts, which the Vatican took from earlier Viking navigations to North America, Columbus had planned to sail to what is now the southeast coast of America. Due to trade winds and marine currents, we all know he went off course and landed in Arawak and Taino Islands of the Caribbean. The subcontinent now called India was known as Hindustan, inhabited by Hindis. The real truth of Columbus is still being distorted by historians and teachers. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In today's broadcast, we continue our conversation about Taino culture and history with my Taino friend, Canuck Saber, his American name, Edgar Rodriguez. Canuck Saber and I both care about the well-being of Mother Earth and all life. We both are dedicated to our traditional Native cultural spiritual life ways. We try to encourage Native youth to be proud of our ancient beliefs and traditions while being planetary citizens in the 21st century. Yadkishi Native Center considers Taino history and their current cultural resurgence an important aspect of indigenous people's struggle for sovereignty and self-determination. One very important reason is that the Taino, as many listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, are the native people with whom the pirate and murderer Christopher Columbus met when Columbus washed ashore on the Taino island Guanahani. It's been estimated that there were 30,000 Tainos on Guanahani in what is now called the Bahamas. Columbus renamed the island San Salvador. Guanahani is where 517 years of colonization of the Western Hemisphere started. Columbus and other conquistadors were sanctioned by the Christian Church's 1493 Intercetera Papal Bull of Pope Alexander VI. This official Vatican decree called for the European conquest of all the non-white, non-Christian world in the name of Christendom. It has yet to be revoked by the Vatican. I am still awaiting a formal apology by the Pope for the conquest and genocide of the indigenous peoples of the Americas. Taino, as Caribbean Amerindians, occupied what is now called the Greater and Lesser Antilles and parts of the Bahamas. The Tainos, like many indigenous peoples throughout the world, refer to themselves by their specific geographic areas. Boracay is what is now called Puerto Rico. Quisqueya is what is now called Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Xamaica is what is now called Jamaica. Guanahatabe is what is now called Cuba. And Lucayo is what is now called the Bahamas and smaller islands. Taino people were also known to have relations with the ancient Florida, Calusta, and Tequesta tribal nations. The Taino, like many indigenous peoples, were and are a society that had reverence for Mother Earth. Their spiritual beliefs honor the natural world, as we say in my Wabanaki language, Kinon Wantakwasin, all of our relations, the animals, birds, plants, trees, fish, and marine life of our sacred lands and waters. My Wabanaki people call the Great Spirit Ketantuit. Taino call the Great Spirit Guature. Taino's Kene ceremonial circle has 24 stones placed around the four sacred directions. This is like the sacred medicine wheel traditions of various native peoples in what is now called North America. I've had the honor to accompany my friend Kanuk Saba, himself a well-respected Taino spiritual leader called a Beke, to several Taino ceremonies. Taino prayer circles shares many similarities to North American Indian ceremonies. In the North, we offer prayers with sweetgrass and sage. Taino burn copal. Sacred tobacco is smoked in both Taino and North American native traditions. Bird feathers have special meaning in both of our spiritual beliefs. Owl and macaw feathers are important in Taino ceremony. In North American Indian prayers, eagle, hawk, and anhinga are several of the special feathers. Watching the Taino shark dance reminded me of my Eastern Woodlands tribal clan totems, like my Wolf Clan drum song dance. Taino culture and history is also important as an aspect of the worldwide indigenous peoples movement for justice, for sovereignty, and self-determination. Eurocentric anthropologists and historians have for many years denied many native peoples of their existence in modern times. Many countries likewise do not recognize Aboriginal sovereignty or even native rights as distinct peoples. The 20-year struggle at the United Nations for the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples exemplify the colonial attitude still practiced by many governments. This UN Declaration and several other important pronouncements, such as the ILO Convention 169 on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, have very little real authority or enforcement. Certainly, foreign diseases such as smallpox, European warfare, slavery, Christianity, and forced assimilation efforts have greatly impacted indigenous peoples, including the Taino. However, many indigenous peoples have survived the 517 years of conquest, theft of homeland, and oppression. Despite the arrogance of Western science, genetic studies have documented that Taino are not extinct. Dr. Juan Carlos Martinez Cruzado's research for the Joint National Academy of Science and University of Puerto Rico reported in the year 2000 that Taino DNA is present in many people now living in the Caribbean. While many indigenous peoples are now mixed-blooded, being native is not a matter of blood quantum. It is how you live.
Do you honor traditional Native culture, spiritual life ways? Do you know your tribal history? Do you care about preserving Native ways? Do you advocate for Indigenous rights? Do you teach the younger generation about their heritage? This is what it means to be an Indigenous person. Many Native cultural and spiritual traditions are being revived by Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Many Native peoples are reasserting the traditional government and political relationships as they were prior to European colonialism. This is seen in the growing number of Native peoples' declarations as distinct confederacies and tribal nations. Indigenous peoples are increasingly working together internationally. I am proud of the many Native peoples' declarations being made at global conferences. There are also more gatherings hosted by and for Native peoples, which also issue statements of concerns by and for tribal peoples. The annual UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, or the Carioca and Kimberley Declarations from the UN Conference on Environment and Development and the UN World Summit on Sustainable Development, are important examples. I am proud to have been able to attend a number of international tribal conferences over the years. Taino people are coming together again through a number of organizations dedicated to promoting Taino cultural, political, and spiritual lifeways. Two fine Taino organizations Yat Kedishi Native Center has learned from are the Kenai Indian Spiritual Circle, their website www.caneycercle.org, and the United Confederation of Taino People, their website www.uctp.org. Of special significance is the historic January 3, 1998 UCTP Declaration. The declaration, which is posted on UCTP's website, consists of a preamble and 8 articles. It gives my heart a great feeling to watch and report on the Renaissance taking place in Taino culture. It is happening because of the dedication of people like today's program guest, Kanuk Saber. It is now my honor and pleasure to welcome Kanuk Saber to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Tauka, Guaga Taino, Guakia Taino, Guaguahambo. Hello, I am Taino. We Tainos are still here. If we were extinct, I could not speak in my native tongue. My name is Kanuk Saber. I am a Beike of the Kane. I am a Taino. The Taino people are from the Greater Antilles Island in the Caribbean. Our culture is a mixture of the ancestral culture coming up from the Amazon basin, traveling northward, and the southern culture of the Florida Indians traveling southward. That mixture is my culture. And so we have essence and techniques and things from the north as well as from Central and South America.
Sir, thus far in our conversation, we've talked about the Caribbean geography of the Taino. We've talked about Taino's spiritual relationship to Mother Earth, especially the ocean, since Taino are island people. And we've talked about the cultural revitalization taking place with Indigenous peoples, including your Taino people. In today's program introduction, I mentioned the devastating impact 517 years of colonization has done to Mother Earth and the cultural spiritual lifeways of Indigenous peoples. The Taino, as I mentioned, were among the first Native peoples to suffer due to Christopher Columbus's washing ashore in 1492 in Arawak and Taino ancestral islands. Columbus murdered and enslaved Taino people from his first contact on the islands of Guanahani, Tasqueya, and other Arawak and Taino islands during his 4 voyages to the so-called New World. The topic I want you to please comment on is how Tainos bravely resisted European conquest, that was first sanctioned by Pope Alexander VI, 1493, into the Soterra Papal Bull. This Vatican decree authorized the conquest of all of the non-white, non-Christian world in the name of Christendom. That legacy still greatly impacts all indigenous peoples throughout the world, including the Taino. Yad Kadishi Native Center considers it very important for people to know that indigenous peoples throughout the world, from first contact with Europeans up until today, have fought to protect our lands and waters, as well as our cultural, spiritual lifeways from the European invasion beginning 517 years ago. While military warfare, disease, many of which were deliberately introduced, slavery, forced removal from our homelands, Christianity, and efforts to assimilate Native peoples into the dominant white society has certainly devastated indigenous peoples, we are still here in the new millennium. We continue this resistance to colonialism, fighting for our sovereignty and self-determination as equal members of the global community of nations. We are able to do so as a result of our ancestors, my Nitchitonganooks, as we say in my Wabanaki language, their warrior spirit of resistance in every generation. Canuck Saba, would you please talk about Taino resistance?
Yes. First of all, Columbus's people came in 1492 to Quisqueya, which is the land called Santo Domingo. And he came to my ancestral land in 1493. Now, being canoe traveling people that traveled back and forth for commerce, they already knew who he was. My ancestors already knew what he did in the other island. They already knew he had ill intention. They tried their best to deal with him diplomatically, but as you know, treaty after treaty have been broken, so they resorted to fight. There was one chieftainess whose name is Anacaona. She tried to deal with the Spaniards with diplomacy. They lured her and the elders into a large thatch hut, and they set them on fire. But her nephew, Enriquillo, fought the Spaniards for 25 years until finally they gave them a section of the island of Quisqueya.
Cautiva, Anacaona, de la región primitiva.
Anacaona, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, oí tu voz, como lloró, cuánto gimió. Anacaona, oí la voz de tu angustiado corazón. Tu libertad nunca llegó.
Anacaona, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva.
Anacaona, india, india de raza cautiva. Y Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Alma de blanca paloma Anacaona,
Anacaona, adentro de Anacaona.
Pero india que muere llorando, muere pero no perdona, no perdona, no.
Anacaona, adentro de Anacaona.
Esa negra que es de raza noble y abatida, pero que fue valentona Anacaona.
Anacaona, adentro de Anacaona. Thank you.
From the band Fania off their 2006 Venevision CD entitled Soñeros de Siempre. That honor song was for the Taino chiefess Anaka Ona, whom you just heard today's program guest, Canuck Saber, explain how Anaka Ona first tried diplomacy dealing with the arrival of Spanish conquistadors, but whom, along with other Taino elders, were murdered by the Spaniards. Yad Kiddushi Native Center honors her nephew, Enrique Quiero, and all other Taino warriors who fought the invading colonial Spanish. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. My guest today in the studio is my Taino friend, Canuck Saber. In today's program introduction, I mentioned that Christopher Columbus described the native Taino in his diary with the phrase, Una majestos indios, meaning a peaceful and gentle people. Columbus wrote this as an expression of how easy it would be to enslave the island peoples. He also kidnapped a number of Taino to show King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella their gentle nature. Would you please comment on Christopher Columbus's diary notes about your ancestors?
One of the things Columbus wrote in his diary when he met my people is that he said they were without malice and they were like innocent children. They were friendly and open. That's what he wrote in his diary. And then when he found gold, each person 14 years and older must bring them a hawk's bell of gold, which is a tablespoon of gold, every 3 months, or he will cut off their nose.
Canuck, I wish to briefly add that Columbus's diary also had descriptions about how spiritual the native Taino were. Columbus noted that Taino ceremonies honored the natural world around them. Like other indigenous peoples, Taínos offered prayers to the Great Spirit. They called Guaturé. Mother Earth was called Atabé. Taíno respected the semis, various spirits. Animals, plants, birds, fish, and marine life that provided their sustenance were venerated. They burned the sacred copal, as my people burn sage and sweetgrass with our prayers. Taino spiritual leaders, termed Beques, led a cycle of annual rituals based on the celestial sky that guided important tribal events, such as planting, harvesting, and fishing. This indigenous cultural spiritual way of life was, of course, despised by the Christian conquistadors.
This is a story I was told a long time ago when Columbus met our people. Our people were painted red, but Shortly after that, they outlawed us painting ourselves red. By the way, that's why they call us the Red People, or Redskins. We painted ourselves red, and shortly, Columbus's people, the Spaniards, outlawed painting ourselves red. But the red dye is so sacred to us, we started putting it in our food. And so when you find this Caribbean red rice, that is our paint. 500 years have passed, and we're still painting ourselves red on the inside. What we painted ourselves with is a plant called achote or bija. It is a natural sunscreen and a bug repellent, but it does give you a red tinge.
Canuck, your last comment about Taino using the plant achote is very similar to many Native peoples' ethnobotany. We Native peoples of what's now called North America likewise use red clay mixed with Native plants, not only to protect our skin, but very importantly, to paint our bodies during ceremony. This gave our bodies a reddish color. In addition, after a sweat lodge ceremony, our body is a bit reddish from the sweat lodge heat. This is why Native Americans were called the Red Man by Europeans. I wish to briefly add that Columbus's diary also had descriptions about how spiritual the Native Taino were. Columbus noted that Taino ceremonies honored the natural world around them. Like other indigenous peoples, Taino offered prayers to the Great Spirit, you call Guature. You call Mother Earth, Atabe. Taino respected the semis, various spirits, animals, plants, birds, fish, and marine life that provided sustenance were greatly venerated. Taino burned the sacred copal, as my people burned sage in sweetgrass with our prayers. Taino spiritual leaders, termed Bakes, led a cycle of annual rituals based on the celestial sky that guided important tribal events, such as planting, harvesting, fishing, and the arrival of hurricanes. This indigenous cultural spiritual way of life was, of course, despised by the Christian conquistadors who forced Christianity upon all indigenous peoples with whom they came upon.
Una gente indio, a people in with God. That is what Fish wrote about us. There was no India. It was Hindustan. Look at it. So we were peace-loving and generous, as if to be a fault. Therefore, we would make excellent slaves. Old Chris wrote. Did you know that the archaeologists, also known as grave robbers, have never robbed a grave that has produced a weapon of war? Check it out. Maybe that is why we do not have the words war or warrior in our languages. Did you know the Aztecs were performing open heart surgery when the conquistadores and the priests claimed it was human sacrifice? So they destroyed our books, so no one could disprove their claims. Ask the Aztecs. The most expressive languages in the world are from the Western Hemisphere. Turtle Island, Mother Earth. And the languages become less expressive as they move west. So everyone knows the English language is the least expressive. That is why there are so many words. Check it out. Percent of what the world eats, we developed. We gave the concept of zero to the world. The oldest published book on this earth is ours. Every Indian village on our sacred mother earth had astronomers. We know the universe. We know the universe. The ice corridor formed on the northwest coasts of this land made it virtually impossible for any migration of people to come over the Bering Strait. Check it out. Go ahead. Check it out. Through our mothers and grandmothers, in English called the clan system, we had immediate conflict resolution. Study this. We have to realize what the clan system really means. Un agente indio. A people in with God.
Music from American Indian activist, film and TV actor Russell Means, off his Sound of America Records 1993 CD, Electric Warrior. The name of that song, Una Gente Indio, A People with God. This is the wording Christopher Columbus wrote describing the Taino in his diary. Russell's song, Una Gente Indio, reaffirms my conversation with today's special guest, Taino brother Canuck Saber. The indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean, are peoples whose cultural, spiritual life ways were based on reverence for Mother Earth and concern for all life. Our native societies were kept in balance through ceremonies. Elders, through our clan systems, taught each generation to care for the well-being of all life, the principle of seven generations. Tribal societies had codes of conduct and ethics, which ensured peace and justice. When needed, we had protocols for dispute resolution to minimize conflict. This is why our ancestors were a peaceful, loving, and sharing people. Native civilizations had developed great science, such as agronomy, pharmacology, and astronomy as examples. Native pedagogy taught each generation to care for the well-being of all life during their time and for future generations. This is a lesson we all need to follow. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I'm talking with my Taino friend, Kanuk Saba. Kanuk Saba, as you know, Yad Kedeshi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We network with the Native and international media on important contemporary issues. One example that pertains to your ancestral Taino homeland, Boraken, now called Puerto Rico, was the U.S. Navy's use of the island Vieques as a bombing and missile range. U.S. Marines also used Vieques as a training area. Wolf Mountain Radio reported on the Vieques situation from the first protest actions in 1999 until the U.S. Navy's departure in 2003. One very serious unresolved issue is the impact legacy of the military. Many island residents suffer from grave illnesses, such as the disproportionately high rates of cancer. I remember the 2002 death of Millivee Adams, a little girl who died of cancer from being exposed to military toxins on Vieques. In addition to many human health problems, as a result of years of pollution, the once beautiful and biologically diverse island marine ecosystem has likewise been greatly contaminated by the U.S. Navy. Vieques' fragile ocean coastal zone has been destroyed by bombing and abandoned equipment. Most of the sea life is no longer existent. This has had devastating effect to island people who used to fish the sea. The U.S. Navy and Marines occupation of Vieques, starting in the 1940s, have also desecrated and destroyed many sacred sites, including burial places. Kanuk Saba, would you please share any thoughts you have about Vieques?
Yes. One of the things with the island of Vieques is that it is inhabited. There are families, there are communities there, and the U.S. Navy uses a portion of the island for target practice, when in fact there are smaller islands that are uninhabited that they could use. It has affected people of the island's health. It has affected the water, the fresh water, and you know, in any sea island, fresh water is precious. Fresh water feeds the plant life, which feeds the families. Also, there's another issue also that we have been fighting and struggling with, which are the desecration of sacred graves of our elders and ancestors. A few years ago, there was a group of brothers and sisters who were starving themselves at a particular sacred site. It was called El Grito de Caguana, where Naniki, one of our native elders, our famous native elders, participated in. We also have struggled and petitioned at the UN for some of these sacred sites and for the fight, the continual fight of Vieques.
My friend, your last comment brings up the question of Puerto Rico's status. Currently, Puerto Rico is a U.S. Commonwealth. It was established by Washington in 1900 under the Congressional Foraker Act. This means that Puerto Rico only has territorial status, subject to U.S. government authority. In Puerto Rico, there is a dichotomy between those who like the status quo, those who advocate full U.S. statehood, and those who struggle for sovereignty and self-determination as an independent country. What is your brief thought about this situation?
My opinion on this is, I do not think the United States will release Puerto Rico as a free country, because it is at the mouth of the Caribbean. It is a strategic point.
And for that reason alone, I don't think that it would come to pass. Maybe statehood, even though I don't really agree with statehood, because if we have statehood, we're going to lose our indigenous language. We're going to lose our mixed Caribbean Spanish, and it's mixed with Taino words. And so we're going to lose those words, that part of the language. If you lose the language, you're going to lose the culture.
You are listening to Yat Kedichi Native Centers, Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
Kanuk Saba, I wish to again sincerely thank you for speaking with us on Wolf Mountain Radio. I honor you not only for being my friend, but for your dedication to carrying on and teaching young people your Taino cultural spiritual life ways. I always like to ask my program guest if there are any final comments they wish to say to our worldwide listeners.
If you know where you come from, it is easy to find your way where you're going. That's what I would tell the younger people. Know your roots. The path forward seems to look back. Hung.
Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Listeners who wish to learn more about Taino culture, please visit the following two organizations' websites. The first organization is Kene Spiritual Indian Circle. Website www.caneyindiancircle.owlweb.org. That's www.caneyindiancircle.owlweb.org. The second organization is the United Confederation of Taino People. Their website, www.uctp.org. We shall conclude today's program with an honor song from the Arawak Mountain Singers off their 1993 cassette entitled The Ancient Ones. The name of the song is Tokaju, Honor Song. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ernest Pretzker. Aho, Kinawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
In 1493, Christopher Columbus stepped upon the shores of an island in the Caribbean known as Boriken, the land of the great Lord. Today, Boriken is known to most as Puerto Rico. As in the rest of the Antilles, Boriken was populated by people who Columbus would call Indians. Today, they are known as the Taino, which means good or noble. Among the Indian tribes of the Antilles at the time of the encounter, the Tainos had the most highly developed social, religious, and political organization. The Tainos were powerful warriors but did not wage war unless necessary. The Tainos were farmers, fishermen, hunters, and gatherers. At the end of the day's tasks, the people would gather for song, dance, and the evening feast. They called these gatherings areitos, and it was one of the grandest social and ceremonial manifestations of the people. The areto was usually held in the batey, or the ceremonial ball and dance court. There, the people would dance and sing about traditions, war deeds, great caciques, or chiefs, and good harvest. They would also sing to the Semis, or spirits, who they shared with the land. To Yokahu, the great spirit, who lived in the sky, and to Atabesh, our Mother Earth. Everyone participated in the areto, or powwow, painting their bodies, adorning themselves with necklaces of shells and seeds, which rattled and helped to keep the rhythm of the dance. For musical instruments, they used maracas, or rattles, drums, fotutos, or conch shell trumpets, and flutes, all made from what the natural environment Mother Earth provided. True traditions are not testimonies of the past. They are a living force that takes heart and place in the forming of a present. The Arawak Mountain Singers are that living force for the present. The Arawak Mountain Singers are a Native American performing group whose name honors the original ancestral name of the Taínos and the mountains where they sought refuge from brutal Spanish oppression. The mountains are also where the people go to pray, to ask for spiritual guidance, and to seek their vision. The Arawak Mountain Singers are one of the only Native American performing group in the world that are solely comprised of and represent the indigenous people of the Caribbean, like the Dominican Republic, or Quisqueya, Cuba, and Puerto Rico, or Boriquen. We are the products of our ancestors, and we unite and share our music with other native music of all of our brothers and sisters of Turtle Island. To this we say Han Han, and may we walk in unity and peace. Han Han Katu.
Oh,